Welcome back, you're listening to Grumpy Gaze. This is Joy 94.9.
So, Matt, new segment this week. Dear Grumpy Gay. Oh, God.
For the listener, I'm just showing Helen a picture of Jeff Stryker because I can't believe you don't know him.
I do now.
You do now, intimately, biblically.
I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Well, that used to be a thing. I just want a bit of nostalgia here. That used to be a thing, talking about things we had to eke out for our own carnal pleasures back in the 1970s and 80s. This was a big thing. Everybody knew about this. It was called the Jeff Stryker Cock and Balls.
Oh, my word. Well, that actually leads nicely into our new segment for this week, Dear Grumpy Gay. As agony aunts, we seem to be getting a following where people want our grumpy gay advice. You tell us your problems and we inflict a load of agony upon you, basically. And lo and behold, evidently our star is on the rise. We appear to be making some waves with our fire brand of grumpy gayness, and this pleases me no end. I may even need to have a little Horlicks with milk prior to bed this evening to settle my excitement,
yeah,
Mr.
Calm down,
Gray.
Helen. Take a beta blocker.
So this leads us into our new segment for this evening, Dear Grumpy Gray. We've received a letter.
Oh.
From an avid listener, Matt.
By pigeon or?
Homo pigeon.
Homo
yes.
pigeon?
Yeah, homo pigeon. And they're seeking our grumpy, sage, gay advice. Now, I'm going to read the letter.
Okay.
Dear Grumpy Gays, I'm in desperate need of your advice. As a newly minted gay of the lesbian persuasion, welcome, I am really, really petrified. I have heard many members of our community discussing a terrible condition. I'm afraid that now I'm out and meeting new people and having, let's say, new experiences, I am at increased risk of exposure.
Mm-hmm. We're talking coronavirus here.
This may relate to our toilet paper conversation. Right. Can you please tell me what is lesbian bed death and how do I avoid being killed? This isn't what I signed up for. Thank you. Scared and confused.
So over to you, Helen. I've got nothing here.
So scared and confused. I can jump in with a few pointers here. And my equally devoted partner, Mr. Gray, will no doubt give a little bit of a slant from a different angle.
Well, I'm not surprised she's frightened. It does sound quite grim. Death by lesbian bed.
Death by lesbian bed. Any gay man's nightmare. anywho, let me talk you through scared and confused what lesbian bed death is. It's a phenomenon that many a lesbian has experienced. After that heady honeymoon phase of you can't get enough and your little hands are going everywhere, basically Saturday night in any gay nightclub for you, Matt.
Right, okay.
Then in kicks the reality, the getting up, because let's face it, you've moved in with said new partner, you know, 24 hours after you've met them.
24 hours after the hands going everywhere.
Well, that's exactly right. Right. And, you know, reality kicks in and you get up, you make your breakfast, you watch the ABC News in the morning and you schlep off to work and you work and you do a few cutesy text messages throughout the day, maybe the odd phone call or two, and you get home and you make dinner or you get Uber Eats and you sit and you watch a Tracy on A Current Affair and
all of this within 24 hours.
Or you know, absolutely.
You're squeezing it in.
You're squeezing it in and then you're so tired you go to bed. And you go to bed because you need a good sleep.
And you just mentioned Tracy, so I'm thinking this is about 7:30, yeah?
Absolutely. 8.
Right. Okay.
Tracy
Rock and roll, Helen.
Tracy sometimes runs late.
Oh.
Depending on who she's running down the street after.
Right, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So,
have you experienced lesbian bed death?
Exactly. As she runs after Tracy, lesbians down the street. If you're listening, there's a story for you.
Yes.
So scared and confused. What I can tell you is that lesbian bed death is something to be embraced.
Okay.
Once you get your membership card, embrace it.
You're going to have to convince me on this.
I'm sorry. Sleep is far more important as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. I mean, look at me. I'm a bit of a wreck today. I mean, I've been burning, you know.
Well, you don't even have both ends of your candle anymore. Matt, you're a stub in the...
It's a pile of old mushy wax with a bit of black wick coming out of it.
That's you.
That's me at the
moment. Absolutely. And this is what happens. You see, you yourself should be embracing lesbian bed death.
Well, yeah, it sounds pretty good at the moment, actually.
Thank you.
I'm popping up to Dalesford this weekend, and I plan to have a whole weekend.
Of sleep.
Of sleep, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
So scared and confused, I am telling you now, lesbian bed death, LBD for short.
Little black dress.
No, lesbian bed
death. Lesbian
bed
death, okay. You don't want to get that one confused,
exactly.
Do you?
Yeah. It is something to be embraced. It is something to be proud of. Own it. Own it. Do you want to be a little stub of melted wax with a black wick like my counterpart here, Mr. Gray? No, you don't. So you embrace it. You embrace it, my newly minted little lesbian. Own it. Enjoy it.
Otherwise, you too could look like me.